As a child I was raised on salted oats and tales of the savage past. I learned to love the drifting rain and winter's icy blast. And all day long on the holy isle, far out in Lamlash Bay, I walked the hills in creaking shoes where the bones of the old ones lay. And at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes, and the flower of Scotland bloomed again among ruddy dogs and babes. I was taught in school how Britannia's rule was forced on the Scots of old, bought and sold by a parcel of rogues and a handful of English gold, till their fate was sealed into Loddon Field when the blood of the clans ran down through the twisted sea of history to the streets of Glasgow town, where at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes, and the flower of Scotland bloomed again among ruddy docks and papes. On the long summer nights when the northern lights spun the sky like a settling, the pots and pikes they fought on the dikes that ran in the housing scheme. With sticks and stones we broke our bones for the sake of the good old cause that has kept our country bound and chained and under English laws. And at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes, and the flower of Scotland bloomed again among ruddy dogs and babes. And the old men lilt how the blood was spilt on the banks of the River Boyne. 300 years of hate and fear, clutched like a miser's coin. And at Ibrox and at Parkhead too, on the first day of the year, see full-grown men drag it all out again while the fans on the terraces cheer. And at night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes, and the flower of Scotland bloomed again among ruddy dogs and papes. Oh, at night the head was bled on solemn floral drapes, and the flower of Scotland bloomed again among ruddy dogs and papes. At night the head of Wallace bled on solemn floral drapes, and the flower of Scotland bloomed again among ruddy dogs and pigs.